Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This was probably the scariest and most confusing thing that's ever happened to me. It still confuses me to this day. My little sister used to have dance practice every Tuesday and Thursday. My mom and I would bring her and go on little coffee runs at a nearby cafe. We enjoyed it a lot and loved to finally be able to hang out and talk without my little sister interrupting us. One Tuesday after school, we dropped off my sister at her dance practice and drove to the coffee shop. I got my usual, a chocolate chip cookie and a latte, and my mom got the same. Because we were usuals, we pretty much knew every worker there. This time, however, we noticed that there was a new employee.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He looked to be in his early 20s and had a black hoodie and sweats. He seemed nice and served us normally. There was about one other person on the other side of the coffee shop, which was normal because there weren't a lot of people there usually. We sat down in the back corner where we usually sat, and I got started with my homework. Because of daylight savings, it was already dark out even though it was around 5:30 p.m. As I was doing my homework, I noticed that the new employee kept glancing over at our table. I didn't think anything of it and just thought that he was bored because they weren't very busy. I got pretty much finished with my homework and then put it away. At that point, the other person in the coffee shop got up and left, and the doorbell chimed. Now it was just me, my mom, and the new employee. My mom and I just talked for a bit about school and other random stuff. After a while, I had to use the restroom, so I went to the front counter to ask for the key. The guy handed me the key, and I noticed that as I walked over to the door, he was staring at me. As I was in there, I suddenly heard a rustling sound near the door. I looked over and saw the doorknob rattling. I was instantly scared and worried. I remembered to lock the door, so whoever was there wouldn't be able to get in. I did my business and washed my hands. Luckily, whoever was at the door had stopped, so I would be able to get out again safely. As I walked out, the employee was still staring at me, though this time he looked angry. I handed him back the key and he didn't say anything. As I sat down, I realized that no one else had come into the store. That meant that there were only two people that could have done that, my mom and the worker. I told my mom what happened, and she confirmed that she had been sitting down on her phone the whole time and hadn't noticed anything. I was very suspicious now because I knew it had to be the guy, so I told my mom that we needed to leave. She agreed and shared my suspicion and we walked out. We were just going to go sit in the car and wait for my little sister to be done with her dance practice. As we walked out, the guy was still staring at us and I noticed him from a distance come out from behind the counter. For some reason, he then left the store with his hands in his pockets and his hoodie on his head, just watching us walk to our car. Once we got into the car, I looked back and saw that he wasn't there anymore. I hoped that he had gone back into the store and left us alone. The whole car ride to my sister and back home felt like I was being watched and followed, although I hadn't seen anyone since the coffee shop man. Luckily, we got home safely and haven't seen the guy since. That Thursday, we went back to the coffee shop and saw that the man wasn't there. One of the girls that we knew who worked there had a shift, so we told her about the situation and asked her if she knew anybody of his description. She told us that they had been closed Tuesday for personal reasons and didn't know anything about who I was talking about. That never made sense for me and still doesn't. My mom and I still talk about it to this day and can't seem to find an explanation about what happened. A few years ago, I worked at a coffee shop. This was a place that I worked at for a couple of years and it was located in the city. We opened early and for a stretch of time, I would be the first one to get there. I would arrive super early in what was still the middle of the night to start doing the tasks to get ready to open. The coffee shop was fairly large. It had the main behind-the-counter area for making drinks that ran along one wall. At the front of the shop, there was a large room with tables and chairs and some plants and bookshelves and things like that. But then we had the bathrooms at the end of that room, as well as a storage area. And behind that area was a sort of back room. Not a back room for employees only, but another room with tables and chairs and stuff for customers. The entire place was filled with tons of decorations, and the furniture was very interesting as well. There were all kinds of chairs and couches and different sized tables and stuff. It was an interesting place. So one morning, I arrived at my normal time. It was still dark out, and I entered through the main doors. I left most of the lights off when I did the early tasks, so that people wouldn't think the place was open. When I was starting things, though, I soon heard some noises from the back room. It sounded like somebody else was there. I stopped what I was doing and listened, but the noises stopped. Then I continued, but about 10 minutes later, I heard the noises coming from that same area again. I'm not going to lie, I had not investigated before because I was too creeped out. I just hoped that it was my imagination or something like that, and I tried to ignore it. So this time when I heard it, I stopped and listened again. It wasn't that loud, but it sounded like someone walking around or moving in the back room. This time I called out, speaking loudly, asking if anybody was there. But when I did, it was just dead silence in response. I was really creeped out, and my coworker wouldn't be there for almost another hour. So I decided to check it out. I first turned on the lights near where I was so it would seem less scary. Then I walked over to the back area and turned on the lights there. It was hard to see everything because of all the decorations and furniture like I mentioned before, but I did not see anyone there. Once more, I asked if anyone was in the room and got nothing. There was a chance that whoever I heard was hiding or had gone into the storage room, but I was not going to be looking around. I just went back over and continued with my work, hoping that this would not be a bad situation. To that point, nothing bad had happened, and I didn't even know for a fact that somebody else was in there. So as I continued getting the place ready for opening, things were fine for a good 30 minutes or so. I was starting to feel better, and I was near the front of the place when I heard a door closing. This made me stop what I was doing again and listen. After that, it was silence, and that all but confirmed to me that someone was in there. Doors don't just close on their own. There was no fan on and no wind that would close it. I couldn't tell which door it was, but I didn't want to check either. I did my best to just ignore things and keep working. Soon, though, I heard some more sounds, and I wanted to just leave. But I turned on every light and then texted my coworker. I still didn't see anyone, but she was already on her way and arrived just minutes later. When she got inside, we both felt a little more brave and looked around the entire shop together. It wasn't that thorough of a search, but it was just kind of glancing around in every room and looking behind a few places. We found nothing.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As we were both at the front of the shop minutes later, we heard the back door to the place open. This was a door that was locked from the outside and a heavier door. For this to open, somebody had to be inside. The door then closed, and we could not see it from where we were. It shocked us both. Then we walked over and saw the door now closed. We looked out into the alleyway behind the shop, but nobody was there anymore. There would have been plenty of time for whoever was there to leave. After that, there were no more strange noises in the shop that morning. We opened a short time later anyways, and the day went by as normal. We never saw who was in there, and I still don't know. I went to a large university for college that I really enjoyed. Of course, it was a lot of work, but it was also a lot of fun. I made quite a few friends and have many good memories from college. One memory in particular, though, is not so much fun, but rather scary. It took place during my senior year. That year, I lived in an apartment with my roommate Jordan, and I had known her since we were freshmen. We had this tiny little apartment that was a few blocks off campus, and we would normally just walk to our classes every day. Also, there was this coffee shop that was a few blocks away in the other direction and down another street. My roommate Jordan had told me about it, and we would go there to study and get coffee sometimes. Even when Jordan couldn't go, I would go there to study quite often and do homework by myself. So one afternoon, I went to the coffee shop like normal, with my laptop and a few school books. I had gone there from our apartment, and Jordan was gone, I'm not sure where. The coffee shop was about average size, I would say. There was a good number of tables and chairs around for people to sit and do work. When I got there, it wasn't very busy, and I found a good table near a side wall. I was doing my work, and occasionally I would notice some of the same people at the coffee shop from time to time because I went there so much. As I was there on this day, at one point, I noticed a man sitting at the table sort of across from me. He took out his laptop and went on it. I thought really nothing of it at all. I remained at the coffee shop doing homework and studying for a good several more hours. Finally, it was like 7 p.m. and dark outside when I decided to leave. So I got up and then started packing up my things. As I was doing that, I observed that the man that was sort of across from me also got up, and he started to pack up his stuff as well. Then, when I had my things together, I walked to the door and left. The man followed me out. These particular doors led to a small parking lot on the side of the building. When I got out into the lot, I was going to cut through it and then go on the sidewalk. However, just steps into my walk through the parking lot, and I heard the man speak behind me. I stopped and looked back. The man was walking behind me and asked if I needed a ride. I told him no thanks, I was fine. He then said something like, "It's kind of cold to be walking." It was a little bit chilly, but I had a jacket and was fine. But then the thought occurred to me, how does he know that I walked? I was still in the parking lot. How did he not know that one of these cars was not mine? I just said I was fine, thank you, and then he said okay, and I said bye. Then I walked away and began going down the sidewalk. The main road that the coffee shop was on would get somewhat busy during the day, but it was pretty quiet now. I had to walk along that for a short ways, and then I would cross over to a few quieter streets and walk the last couple of blocks to our apartment. When I walked back, things went fine. However, I was on one of the quieter streets nearing our apartment, and I heard a car coming up behind me. That part of the road sort of curved, and I looked over. When I did, I saw the car, and it drove past me, but it looked like the same guy from the coffee shop was driving. Now, I couldn't be sure because it was dark out, and I only saw it for a second. It could have been any man, but I thought it was him. The car went past me and out of sight, and of course it made me wonder if that was a coincidence or not. But I continued with my walk home and eventually made it. When I got back in, I soon forgot about the whole thing. It was probably 2 or 3 days later, I went back to the coffee shop. It was a little bit earlier in the day this time because of my class schedule. When I got there, I once more sat down and was doing my homework and studying. Not too long after I got there, I noticed the same man walking in. Prior to the last time, I had never seen him at the coffee shop before. The guy just gave me a bad feeling. I did not look at him and just focused on my screen, and the guy sat down in a similar spot as before, which was facing me but a ways away. Over the next couple of hours, I just focused on my work. Then I decided to leave. It was earlier this time, and I wasn't there as long as I had been the previous time. But still, when I got up to go, once more the man packed up his stuff right after me as well. I left, and then he left right after, almost identical to the previous time. This was kind of creeping me out now. When I was walking out, the guy once more asked me if I needed a ride. Once more, I said no thanks. He asked me if I was sure, adding that it was a kind of long walk. That got my attention. This time, I stopped and turned around. I asked the man if he lived in my apartment building or something.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I thought that could be an explanation, although I had never seen him before in or around the building. Maybe he saw me and that's how he knew me, but he said no. Then I asked him how he knew that I walked to the coffee shop and how he knew how far away I lived. He paused for a moment before saying that he knew one of my friends. I asked him who, and he seemed nervous, but then said, "Emily." I didn't have any friends named Emily. I knew he was lying, but I didn't confront him. I just said, "Oh, I see." Then I turned and walked away. The guy then went to his car. I walked back home, taking a different and longer route. I didn't notice the guy following me. After that, I stopped going to that coffee shop, and for the next couple of weeks, I was paranoid that the guy was stalking me or something. But thankfully, after that, I stopped seeing him. I still think that guy was a creep and up to no good. I used to work at this coffee shop that was not too far away from where I lived. It was a nice little coffee shop. It was located on this strip mall in town, and it's pretty well known. I was a manager there, and so I would often stay past close and be the last one there at night. We closed at 8 p.m. every night, so I'd often be there until around 9. One night, I was working late, and things were quiet for the last few hours. My coworkers left, and at 8 o'clock, we closed, and I locked the doors. Then I was by myself to finish things up. The coffee shop has the seating area with tables and chairs at the front, and then a little bit to the side of the counter as well. Then there was the behind-the-counter area where we made the drinks, and connected to that was the back room area. I first went around and did a little bit of cleaning and organizing. Then I went into the back room to do some work. As I was back there, maybe a good 30 minutes after we had closed, I heard a knock at the door of the building. I first ignored it because I was not in view of the door, and whoever was there could not see me. I figured that it was just somebody checking to see if we were open, and they would realize that we were not and leave. However, they did not. The person was loudly trying to open the locked door and then started banging on it. When this continued for like over a minute, I decided to go see. I walked out from the back room and over towards the door. I'm not sure what this person was thinking because it was now almost 9 p.m. and our hours were clearly printed on the door. Plus, all the lights were out except for some small ones in the back. There was a man standing there by the door. He was wearing a hoodie and a winter hat. He looked at me and continued to knock on the door. I went closer but did not open it. Instead, I yelled that we were closed. This didn't faze the guy. He briefly stopped, only to start knocking again and continuing to try to open the door. I yelled loudly again that we were closed, but he continued to knock, all without saying anything. I thought for a moment about going outside to tell the man that we were closed and making it clear to him in case he couldn't hear me or something, but I quickly thought better of it. I walked away, and before going back into the back room, I yelled at him to go away, and I waved him off with my hands. He briefly stopped, but then continued knocking. I was now out of his sight again and figured that he would go away eventually. However, probably like 2 or 3 minutes later, I heard another really loud bang at the door. This was louder than before. And then I heard another one, and then another one. Then I heard the sound of glass breaking. The man had broken in. When I heard this, my first thought was to leave out the back door. Then I would call the police. So I started making my way for the back door, which led to behind the strip mall. When I was going there, I heard the man running in the shop, and he was heading in my direction. So I hurried up and went faster to make it to the back door. I was still able to make it there well before the man did, but I heard him still running closer to me as I left. When I got out the back door, I was now behind the strip mall, which was really just a back parking lot area used for deliveries. It went up against a tall wooden fence, and on the other side of that was the property of some other businesses. When I got outside, I was running as fast as I could, and I went back around the strip mall. When I had made it towards the side of the building, I heard the back door to the coffee shop open. I could not believe it, but the man was actually leaving as well. I was still a good distance ahead of him, thankfully. I ran all the way around the parking lot and then sprinted for my car. I was able to arrive there and then got inside. Then I started my engine and drove away. When I was doing this, I saw the guy come running into the parking lot. After driving a few blocks, I called the police. Then I drove back after the cops had arrived. The man was gone by then, but the police found him walking down a sidewalk about a half mile away sometime later. There was nothing stolen inside the coffee shop and no damage done other than the smashed window, which the man had used something to break it. So it occurred to me that apparently the man broke in just to go after me. I had thought in the moment that it was probably a robbery, but when I left, he left after me. That part really creeps me out, and I'm really grateful that I got away. This happened back when I was in college. It's a somewhat embarrassing story, I guess, but I will remain anonymous, so it's all good. I do think it's pretty creepy, though, and it's worth sharing. So, I was a freshman at a large university. I lived in the dorms and took a bunch of classes. Sometime during the first semester, I went to this campus coffee shop that we had. As a college student, I was never getting enough sleep, so I started drinking more coffee. And the campus coffee shop was a pretty nice place to study as well, and it was usually pretty quiet. One time, I was there studying by myself, kind of sitting in the corner. After being there for a while, I was mostly just paying attention to my studies. There was not that many other people there, but there was this one girl who was also sitting at one of the tables in another spot. I remember that after a while of more studying, the girl walked up to me and approached. I stopped what I was doing and looked up at her. She told me that she thought I seemed cool and wanted to come by and say hi. She introduced herself to me, and I introduced myself to her as well. Right off the bat, she seemed really cool, and I also thought that she was cute. We talked very briefly for like 2 or 3 minutes. I just remember that she said she went to school there as well, and was a sophomore, I think. Then she said that she had to get going, but I should come to this other coffee shop the next night. She handed me this business card and said that it was a new place that had a grand opening recently and she liked it a lot. I don't remember the exact words, but I'm pretty sure that's what she said. I agreed, and then she just left. I hadn't thought to get her number or Snapchat or anything, but I did get a date and I would see her the next night. I looked at the business card. It said some type of event, like game night or something like that, and it had the address and time, which was 8 p.m. So I went back to my dorm after that. The following day, I was excited to see the girl again, because she seemed to like me. I didn't have that many friends at college yet, so it was cool to meet someone nice like her. The school was very large, so I didn't see this girl at all during the day, and it wasn't a surprise. When the night arrived, I left my dorm and walked to the address. I did not have a car that first semester in college, and the college town was mostly walkable. It's not in a major city, but it is in a city. It took me maybe 20 minutes to walk there, and I arrived a few minutes early. When I found the address of this coffee shop, it looked like an old house. However, the coffee shop was on the edge of a neighborhood, and also the edge of an area that had some other businesses. Overall, at this time, it was very quiet. I figured it was one of those coffee shops that was a converted old house, and it probably had lots of furniture and stuff inside, and probably a unique setup as well. So I walked up to the door and was surprised to not see or hear anybody else. Most of the windows appeared to be covered, but when I got to the door, it was unlocked. I would have loved to call the girl and know if she was there yet, but I did not have her number or anything. When I got inside, it pretty much just looked like an average old house. There was carpet inside and some furniture, but nothing that indicated it was a coffee shop. In fact, it didn't look like a coffee shop at all. I was confused. I made it a few steps into the house, and there was literally nobody else there, so I stopped. I stood there for a few moments just looking around. Then, I heard someone walking from the other room. They were headed in my direction, and I didn't know who it was. I got really creeped out by that and just turned around and left. I could tell that it was not a coffee shop. I made it back outside and then quickly walked away from there. I jogged for a while and then walked the rest of the way back to my dorm. After that, I wondered what had happened. I went to the coffee shop on campus a few times in the next week, and I looked around for the girl, but I never saw her. Soon, though, I moved on.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I was able to make some good friends in college, and I remember that I asked someone who was from the area about that house. We happened to be walking by to go to a different place, and when I saw it, I remembered. I didn't tell him the story, but I just asked him if that was a coffee shop, and he said no, it never was, and it still wasn't. It was just some house. He didn't know who lived there or anything, but that creeped me out. Looking back, I don't know whose house I was in, and I don't know what exactly happened there. Was I being set up to be robbed or something? Or was it a prank, or some kind of misunderstanding? I never saw that girl again in my time in college, and the whole thing is still a bit confusing.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.